2005 Southern California Harvest Crusade Podcast 3. Hello and welcome to this special Crusade edition of A Time for Harvest in the LifeSpring Podcast. I'm Steve Webb, host of the LifeSpring Podcast at lifespringpodcast.com, which is a proud member of the Godcast Network. If you've caught the last two podcasts, you know that the Southern California Harvest Crusade is quickly approaching. The Crusade is at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 15 through 17. Of course, admission is free. If you're in the Southern California area, you really don't want to miss out on this exciting event. The music, which was highlighted in our last podcast, will be absolutely phenomenal. The people attending will be fun to be around, but most of all, you'll get to hear a fantastic message by Pastor Greg Laurie. As always, Pastor Greg's message is bound to be current, meaningful, enlightening, and challenging. For more information on the Southern California Harvest Crusade, be sure to check out harvest.org. On today's show, we're going to look at some of the preparations that go into making a crusade as successful as it can be. We'll hear some of the volunteers as they tell about what their role is in the process and why they volunteer their time. Some of the people we hear from will be pastors, but some are just ordinary people like you and me. What really comes across to me as I listen to these people is that they're there because they really want folks to have the best chance possible to get to know Jesus on as good a terms as possible. They do it because they love you. Does that sound crazy? Not at all. Keep listening. Now, what I want to do on this show is kind of go through some of the process with you from the ground up, as it were. The first step would be giving the volunteers that are going to be working at the Crusade some training. Then those volunteers talk to people who respond after Pastor Greg preaches, and then what happens when the Crusade is over. People are helping behind the scenes every step of the way, and it could not happen without those volunteers. First, let's hear from Pastor Greg Laurie himself as he talks a little bit about these volunteers. The interviewer here, and on lots of the interviews you're going to hear tonight, is Pastor Paul Eaton from Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
We're in the back of a training session, and I have Pastor Greg here. And how important are volunteers to what happens at a crusade, Pastor Greg?
I would say that they're the lifeblood of everything that we do. And I'm just looking at all these people here and thinking about the time that they're putting into this. And I'm thinking about how blessed they're going to be when they go down on the field and counsel people. Ron was just saying, Ron is doing our counselor training here, one of our pastors here at Harvest. Ron was just saying, you know, we may have to add more people to your group because we're overwhelmed and you'll almost have like a small church you're speaking to. And I'm thinking to myself, they don't realize how thrilling that's going to be used by God. So I'm excited for them because I know they're going to be blessed as they serve the Lord.
Oh boy, that's the truth. As you heard Pastor Greg say there, volunteers are just absolutely essential to the success of a crusade. And unless you've been a part of one of these in the past, you have no idea how great it is to be part of something that has such an impact on the lives of people. Now, part of the preparation that happens in the weeks before the crusade is Bible packaging. Now, listen to these guys. These guys are having fun.
Why is your hand raised?
We have a full one, right?
Oh, wow. Are these like the actual Bibles that will go to the crusade?
Yes.
Is this exciting?
It's very exciting. We're having a great time.
That's wonderful.
It's fun.
All right, good. All right, look at this.
We have
it's like
more,
a system.
We have more Bibles than we have boxes, but that's quite all right.
Wow, yeah, that's
and
great.
And inserts.
So these are Pastor Greg's New Believers Bibles.
Yes, they are.
That get given out free of charge to anyone who comes forward and receives Christ at the crusade.
Exactly.
We're stuffing Bibles. It's a good thing.
What goes in the Bibles?
The New Believers card. And fill out the information to get people plugged into a church and do some follow-up counseling after they've left the stadium.
And I'm in your way. You're a fine-tuned machine.
These people are incredible. I've never seen such a group of people that get things done so quickly. It's a joy to work with them.
Bill, what's going on, man?
We're inserting here. I'm just grab the cases and put them on the pallet.
So you're the muscle of the operation.
Yeah, my wife's the stuffer.
She's the brains and you're the brawn.
I'm the back. I'm the backbreaker.
I'm just helping. We have an assembly line going here.
Well, that sounds brainy to me.
Yeah.
Pastor Ron. Where's Pastor Ron?
So it's amazing. This site, we had probably 200 people out here at a bunch of tables, bunch of volunteers taking Pastor Greg's New Believers Bibles, grabbing the insert card that they actually fill out at the crusade. It's a carbon copy. One copy goes to the sorting room. One copy goes into our records. And in the sorting room, these individuals' names get distributed to churches. But this Word of God is what we put in their hands. They'll read the book of John. These are the Bibles that we're sponsoring through the Bible sponsorship program that is online. Over the course of the year here at Harvest, we'll give out over 25,000 of these New Believers Bibles. If you go to our website, you can find out how to sponsor these individual Bibles and put them into the hands of new believers. Really exciting thing happening here.
Wow, did you hear that? There were 200 people down there doing that Bible stuffing. That sounds like they were having a lot of fun, too. Did you hear that other number? 25,000 Bibles they give out. Unbelievable. Those people are there to not only receive a blessing, but to be a blessing to other people. What? That sounds like a lot of fun. What a great thing to do. You know, one of the important things for Christians to remember is that the very last thing that Jesus told his disciples was that he wants us to be busy sharing his message of faith, hope, and love with the people around us and with the world. Sometimes we lose sight of that with all the busyness of our lives. Listen to what Pastor Brad has to say recently about that and how the Harvest Crusade helps us to remember Jesus' words.
I think the crusade gives us an opportunity to get refocused every year on what's important and where our priorities should be. It's so easy to get focused on the temporal and lose sight of the big picture. And so being involved in the crusade gets us back focused on why we're here and the meaning and purpose of our life here on this earth, and excited again about sharing our faith and telling others about Jesus.
We kind of get our mind off of the busyness of life and onto the really important things of life when we focus on something like an activity like this. This is great. As a volunteer counselor, sometimes some people have discovered that they have a real love and a talent and a gift for helping people. Here's our Pastor Paul again talking with another pastor, Pastor Barry, about the very first Harvest Crusade he ever helped at before he was a pastor.
Here in the heart of Orange County, it's a great opportunity for us to apply the things that we teach all year long to go out and have an impact on someone else's life and do something for the kingdom that will not only be a blessing to you, but also to minister to someone else.
Now, you were sharing about your first experience at the first crusade at the Pacific Amphitheater.
Yes.
So you were sharing your experience about counseling at the Pacific Amphitheater. Tell me about that.
Well, it was an exciting time. I was very anxious. The crusades had begun so amazingly well. And to go and apply the things that I had learned under Pastor Greg's teaching was a great opportunity for me. Rather interesting in that the woman that I had counseled, her and her two young children that I was paired up with, because they were a family, had gone through some rather interesting situations, and I had felt a little over my head, but then had found that the training that I had received had indeed equipped me to do what God had set before me. So it was a great experience, and in many ways I believe that it was kind of a launching pad for my coming out of my own shell, so to speak, and ministering to other people. So, great experience.
So, that's interesting to me that was this like a first experience of talking to somebody about the Lord or ministering to someone?
Under a structured setting, yes. Just the random sharing of your faith that we all are called to do in the workplace. I'd had that experience, and it was wonderful, and by being a living Bible, so to speak, in front of others. But to have some guidance, have some tools, and have the opportunity to use them was a great experience. And I still remember it. Obviously, some 16 years ago, I remember that experience very, very well.
16 years ago, and he still remembers it. Of course he does, because that was the beginning of his ministry in a way. Okay, so let's recap a little bit. Let's see what happens. When you first get there, you'll sit down, you'll talk to people around you, and then the music starts. Some of the best music you've ever heard. It's great music. I know these groups. It's fantastic music. It's wonderful music. It's music that'll make you want to stand up and shout. I guarantee it. It's today's music. And then Pastor Greg gets up, and he delivers a message that is truly tuned for today. It's a message that is not about, you know, something that happened a long time ago in the past. It's telling you how Jesus can relate to your life today. And then he'll give you an invitation. He'll ask you if you want to respond to the message. And if so, then he'll invite you to go down onto the field. When you get down to the field, there'll be some people there to talk to you, to answer your questions, to counsel with you. Then they'll give you a Bible. Well, after you receive your Bible and after you fill out the card that's been stuffed into your Bible with some basic information, what happens? Well, there are more people waiting in the wings to help you continue on the process of getting to know Jesus better. In other words, you won't get forgotten. Listen to how you're cared for and helped at one church.
Tell me about what is it like to grab hold of those cards and do that follow-up process?
Well, the blessing is to see so many people come to the Lord. The age groups, it doesn't matter. It's just a blessing to see so many wanting to be part of this.
It is a blessing to see how many people respond to the message of love. Now, here's what another church does with those cards.
What we do is, initially, we send a letter out. We give them information in that letter about a baptism within a few weeks. Some want to declare their faith symbolically to, those family and friends that they've come to faith. So we give them information about a baptism. We have a welcome to the Family of God barbecue, typically 1 or 2 weeks after the crusade. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We encourage them in their relationship with the Lord, talk to the Lord through prayer and hear what he's saying through the Word of God and encourage them in a simple 2 or 3 paragraph letter. We get that out. Letter goes out. After 2 or 3 days, we follow up with a phone call. And what we do is when we get these cards is we try to find those in our fellowship that want to reach out to those that have recently made decisions of faith. So their peers. In other words, if it happens to be a female ages 16 to 20, we'll assign that to a female 16 to 20. And so they'll follow up with 1 or 2 calls initially the first week until they can connect with them or leave a couple messages. And after about another 3 weeks, we'll follow up with just another letter and generally another call after that just to see how they're doing in their walk, not to put pressure on them, just as long as they're walking with the Lord, and we want to see if they have any particular prayer requests.
Now let me finish off with Bob. He's one of the people that gives his time to help answer some of the questions that people may have when they go down to the field. He kind of gives folks a track to run on when they're just getting started. Listen to Bob.
Bob, you're in our crusade video. I saw a clip of you surrounded by people. Tell me what happened.
Well, basically, it's just been a blessing just to be able to be down there, and I just praying with a group of people that I was with and just giving them the information that they need, and that is basically the...
So you're talking about decision follow-up. That's what I saw you doing. And you had a huge group, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I've been totally blessed with that. I guess I got kind of a hard look, and they just kind of flocked to me. And Lord just totally blessed me with it. And
how many people did you minister to?
Well, last year, I'm not sure what night this one's, but every night since I've been doing it for the last 3 years, I've had an average, every night I've had over 20 people in my group.
So you're talking to 20 people about their new walk with the Lord, going through the pray, fellowship, read your Bible, share your faith, and people responding to you, huh?
Just, all I'm doing is the follow-up. The work's already set down by Pastor Greg. I mean, it's just, I'm just blessed being able to kind of lead these people, in the right direction and just to give them some support and pray for maybe the problems that they might be carrying at, you know, at that night. Because a lot of them, you know, they're just kind of a little confused. And the Lord just really blessed me of being a part of it.
Now, listening to Bob, you can see that you're bound to meet people at the Southern California Harvest Crusade that care about you. They're there to help you and to answer your questions. You'll not be buttonholed to make any decision that you're not ready to make. And they're not there to put you into any kind of mold. They just want to serve you and show you why they love Jesus and maybe why you might benefit from knowing Him too. Please plan to join us at the Crusade if you're in Southern California this coming weekend. Remember, the dates are July 15 through 17, 2005, and it's in Angel Stadium in Anaheim. In the meantime, if you'd like to read more about how you can begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, or if you've recently made a decision to follow Him, please visit www.knowgod.org. That's knowgod.org. You'll find a wealth of great information there, and you can even receive a free New Testament there if you need one. Now, if you're already a believer and would like to be one of the volunteers you heard about on the podcast today, you can help to get a Bible into the hands of a new believer by visiting harvest.org/STW. If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, you can do so by going to harvestpodcast.org. You'll find some instructions there on how to subscribe using iTunes or any other podcatching software. If you'd like to get a free daily devotional from Pastor Greg Laurie, surf on over to harvest.org/devotional. And last, if you'd like to write to Pastor Greg, you're welcome to do so at greg@harvest.org. Now that's it for this third edition of this special series of podcasts for the Southern California Harvest Crusade. I'm Steve Webb, and I'll see you next time.